Special guest now, Sarah Ryan, singer-songwriter. Hello, Sarah. Good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, Noel. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Okay, no problem at all. I'm just going to be playing your song, Breathe, in a few minutes. But before we do, a little bit of background to yourself. Tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm from Kildare originally. I'm from Newbridge, County Kildare, and I'm living in Cork at the moment. I'm here the last 6 or 7 years now, and I absolutely love it here. And I've just been gigging around Ireland the last couple of years, and this summer I did some gigs in Germany and in Switzerland, which was great. And it was in Cork then that I found some people to work with musically, and I recorded my album here in Monique Studios in Middleton. And yeah, I'm looking forward to bringing it out on the 7th of November.
Can I ask you, when you were living in Kildare and gigging around, you made a decision to move? Did you flip a coin between Dublin and Cork?
I actually had my heart set on Dublin. It was the only place I wanted to go to. And that whatever way it happened, I got offered a base in a course in Cork for a music college down here. And at the time, I was kind of like, oh, I really knew I wanted to go to Dublin, but I just took a bit of a risk, and I'm glad I did. Nothing against Dublin now, I'm sure.
Okay. Now, the music scene must be good down there as well, though, is it?
It is. Yeah, it really is. It's very alive, like, and everyone is very, very open and works together a lot and helping each other. And every night of the week, there's music on of every kind. Like, there's rock bands and blues bands and trad and bluegrass and... Yeah, there's really a lot of it.
Okay, now the music, it's a themed album. Is that a breakaway for you? Where Breathe is the name of it. Before we talk about it, actually, Sarah, people want to have a look about yourself and the music available. Where can they get it?
Yeah, well, you find my EP is on Spotify, and all my music videos are on YouTube, and the album itself will be on Spotify in November. But I have hard copies of the album that I have at the gigs. I have a gig in Dublin tonight in the DC Music Club, so I have some hard copies at that.
You're playing tonight? Where did you say you were playing tonight, in Dublin?
In the DC Music Club.
Okay. And what time is that kicking off at?
It's about 8:30.
Half eight, okay. And you'll have hard copies of the disc available at that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. As I said, anyway, is this a breakaway from normal? I mean, it's a full theme. It's an album of hope, but it's about social issues as well. As I say, it's a theme album. Yeah. Is it a breakaway for you?
Yeah. I suppose, in the world that we're living in today, I just think it's important to talk about everything that's going on. I think there's a lot of goodness, and there's people have so much love to give, but I think there's also a lot of injustice and a lot of people going through a lot of pain, which isn't really fair. So I think it's really important to shine a light on every aspect of our world, and I think true song is a way of doing that.
Okay. What sort of themes have you got in the album?
I put some things like homelessness, racism, direct provision, and then my own experiences as well, like coming through darkness and seeing the light through the cracks, and hope. There's a lot about hope as well, and love, and yeah, a couple of different things.
Okay, it was recorded in the Monique Studios in Cork. When you come up with how do you come up with the concept of the songs? Is it a solitary thing that you do? Do you have a special time for writing, or is it just on the spur of the moment? Explain to me the sequence of events, the writing music for you.
Yeah, how it happens for myself is I'm always writing stuff down. I have a load of notebooks, and I've always writing stuff down. It's always been kind of a salvation for me, really. It's just always kind of release, and so I always write things down, and then melodies often come to me then when I'm walking to Cork, and I spend a lot of time on trains as well, so I would use the voice memos on my phone and just record in melodies that I think of and that kind of thing. And but the songs have been written over the last couple of years, and just from my experiences of things that I've seen in Ireland, things that people are going through, and then my own experiences from living in, I've lived in a couple of different counties, mm-hmm. So my own experiences of, of that as well.
Okay, all observational and then just writing it down as you go along. And when you get into the studios, one thing I would be interested in, I don't ask the question often enough, when you get in there and you have the idea in your head of what the song should sound like, and then you get maybe you got the engineer in there and he might come up with something, is it a shared experience, or do you say, this is the way I have it in my head and this is the way it should be, end of story? What's the process there?
Yeah, that's very true. It's a bit of both, really. It's like, I've been really lucky to work with such wonderful musicians on recording this album, and a wonderful producer as well, Christian. And it was a really, really creative experience. I had an idea of what I wanted the songs to be like, arrangement-wise, and me and the band had that sorted. But when we go into the studio, it can be almost like a different lens again when you hear everything that's been recorded, and it becomes a lot more creative then. And myself and Christian, who's the producer, we worked really well on that front. We were able to say, yeah, I really like this, or I don't like this. And I think having an open mind about this for myself was good, because it can change.
But you have the final say. You have the final say, Sarah, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay, well, how would you describe your music?
Good question.
It's not country, though, is it? That's what I mean.
It's kind of a mixture, I suppose, of stuff. Like, I absolutely love folk. That's the music I started off listening to at a young age. And so folk is kind of the backbone of it all. And then blues and soul would be very much infused in it as well. So it's kind of a mixture of those genres, really. It's hard to put it under one thing, but if I was to, it would be kind of blues and soul and folk like this.
Well, just reading about some of the people that you were listening to growing up, like, you've got Rory Gallagher to The Doors to Joni Mitchell. I mean, that's a great, great mixture of music. So if it's anything like that, it'd be wonderful. And we're going to have a listen to it in a few minutes. Any other gigs coming up? Will it be obviously, you'll be promoting your album in November. I know you're playing tonight.
I'm in the middle of a tour.
Sorry, go ahead. No, I was just saying, I know you. I just wanted to repeat that you're playing tonight in Dublin. But anything else, tell me about the tour.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm in the middle of a tour at the moment. We've done a couple of gigs across Ireland, and we're in Dublin tonight. And then in the Greyhound in Kilkee and Clare on Sunday. And then we've the Cork launch of it on the 11th of October in Collins. And then a gig in Kenny's and Lynch in Clare as well.
Okay, Sarah, people can look up your website for all information and all the gigs, I'm sure.
Yeah, on Facebook and Instagram. I haven't actually got a website yet.
Okay.
But Facebook and Instagram, you'll find everything.
Okay, that'll be in the making. Sarah Ryan, is it? Any plans to travel further afield, over to Britain or America or anything like that?
I'd love to. Yeah, that's the plan. I'm doing a couple of gigs spend a few weeks in Germany in April to do a bit of a tour there, and hopefully some gigs in Portugal as well in the new year.
Okay, and do you have a manager, or do you look after yourself, Sarah?
I'm doing it all independent at the moment. Yeah, it's all me.
That does away with the 10%. There's no doubt about that. That's terrific. Listen, good luck with the gig. Remind us where you're playing again tonight.
It's in the DC Music Club on Camden Row.
Okay. DC Music Club in Camden Row. Okay, I'll try and get along to that tonight, around 8 o'clock.
It'll be great to see you.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Okay, and that's around 8 o'clock.